Chapter 61. A Final Reckoning. Battle Barge, Charybdis, Cargo Hold. Once they had breached the hull, Degat made for the lower decks. The Sanctuary was here, and he was leading a cadre of 9 other legionaries to it. 4 of his word-bearers and 5 of the savage Death Guard. So far they had met no resistance, which had slowed the hunting party to a wary advance instead of the aggressive charge of the warriors trying to storm the bridge above. Ingress into the ship had not been smooth, although it soon became obvious that the Charybdis had few warriors to defend it. Several of the decks had been flooded with coolant or promethium overspill from the various generators and semi-redundant systems. As soon as any breach was made beyond the outer hull and into the ship proper, the chemical reservoirs inundating those decks were auto-ignited. Legionaries were blasted from their ingress points back into the void, with their armor split and vulnerable. Others were cooked alive. It damaged the vessel almost irreparably, but then Degat assumed they knew this was their end and had chosen to fight with every iota of desperation they had left. He could respect that, even if it meant little. "Here," he said to the others, finding a long arterial corridor strewn with wreckage but leading to the sanctum. Attempts had been made to clear a path. Degat was about to take them through it when the warrior in charge of the Death Guard, a sergeant called Ukteg, shouldered him aside.
"Lestigon wants the body," growled Ukteg,
his uncultured barbarian accent making Degat clench his teeth. The word-bearer stepped aside, denying his warrior's instincts. He wanted something else, someone else, and he wasn't here. His eyes met that of his kin as they allowed the Death Guard to take the lead. They moved slowly and carefully, watching the shadows, vigilant for an ambush, but none came. Reaching the end of the corridor, they saw why.
"He isn't here,"
snarled Ukteg, about to raise Lestigon on the vox when a length of Colchisian steel through his gullet stopped him. His allies were slow to react. Degat killed a second with a point-blank mass-reactive bolt to the warrior's faceplate, and his brothers gunned down and gutted the rest. 5 stinking Death Guard corpses littered the deck in front of the empty sanctum. Degat put a bolt shell into the heads and chests of each one to make sure they stayed down. Stories of barbarian endurance might be exaggerated, but he saw no reason to take chances.
"Join the others in taking the bridge," he told his warriors. "I am going hunting. He's down here somewhere. I can smell the taint of his cowardice and heresy."
The word-bearers nodded, almost as eager as Degat for Narek's blood, but wise enough not to cross him. They departed as ordered, leaving Degat alone in the shadows of the labyrinthine cargo hold. He had known the salamanders would flee with their lord. These were the concerns of the Death Guard and even the preacher. They were not what mattered to him.
"Announce yourself, at least, Craven," he challenged the darkness, steadily moving back down the arterial corridor and into the warren of the cargo hold proper.
No answer came, but it was too quiet, a sort of unearthly emptiness that revealed the presence of another in relative proximity.
"You are here, turncoat. Let me see you. I shall end the pain of your dissension."
Still no answer came, but Degat's instincts were well honed. He felt someone close by, a sensation akin to that feeling of being watched. He kept low and to the walls, using every scrap of available cover. He knew Narek as a marksman, a warrior who preferred to wage war from a distance. Degat only ever killed up close so he could see his enemy's life fade before him, rather than remotely through a sniper scope. He went deeper, trawling through scattered crates and broken munitions. Lighting overhead flickered, and the deck underfoot trembled as the Charybdis sustained hit after hit. The Reaper's shroud would be pulling its punches. As soon as Lestigen realized Vulcan was no longer aboard, that restraint would end. Degat needed to find Narek before that happened. Nothing would deny him. Not Quor Gallic, not the Death Guard, nothing. Almost at the next junction, blade and bolt pistol held low and ready, Degat tried a final goad.
I am your reckoning, Narek. Face me and remove some of the stain from your honor.
He's not here,
uttered a deep but powerful voice from the darkness at the end of the next corridor.
But I am.
Degat slowed and then stopped, eyes narrowed as he pierced the shadows.
Drake, is that you?
They were at least 100 paces away from each other. Degat kept a loose grip on his pistol as the salamander emerged from the shadows.
Not moving so well, are you?
Degat smiled, glancing down at the patched-up greave clasped around his leg.
Are you warrior enough to face me hand to hand, Drake?
The sound of a blade being drawn from its scabbard was all the answer Degat required. He holstered his pistol and took a two-handed grip of his chainsword. Then the two warriors advanced.
Not fleeing with your lord? Asked Degat.
I was looking for someone.
Huh, so am I.
Halfway to the salamander, spurred on by his bravado, Degat realized his mistake. He stopped, but did not bother to turn.
We have found him,
he said to the salamander, who looked confused until a small targeting bead flashed in the darkness.
Greetings, brother,
Narek uttered in a low, regretful voice.
You are somewhat noisier than when we last met.
Degat looked down at his wounded leg, then back up again.
Live bait,
he said, nodding, and simultaneously reached for his bolt pistol and lowered his haunches just a fraction in preparation to turn.
I'm impressed.
The bolt round burst through the front of the word-bearer's skull, taking his rebreather and part of his helm with it. Degat sank to his knees as the weight of his body dragged at him and fell forwards. Zathen hadn't moved, the targeting reticule now aligned over his center mass. He could just about make out the sniper nest Narek had made for himself in the cargo hold's vaults.
Get it done, word-bearer. My death is long overdue.
The reticule lingered for a few more seconds, then blinked out. Zathen unhitched his bolter from his back, hunkering down and dropping to one knee to aim in one fluid motion. But Narek was already gone.